And people in the Haysmere group bought shares in Barclays, and I organised in 1972, I think, distributing these shares to protesters, and we all went along to the annual general meeting of Barclays Bank. And I think that was the first time anyone had done anything like that. And we really had great fun because Barclays just wasn't used to people asking awkward questions. And there were a number of people who got up one after the other and said, why is Barclays involved in South Africa? Why is it funding the Cabora-Bassa Dam? And the chair just couldn't cope because they were used to sedate shareholders' meetings. And Mike Terry, who later became the Secretary of Anti-Apartheid, was there. He was then involved in the... He was a student involved in the NUS. He was great because he was wearing a suit and a tie, and the chair just called him to speak, thinking, oh, I'm safe here.
Yeah.
And then he also launched into a speech about why was Barclays supporting apartheid. And we got good press coverage. And then the Barclays campaign took off because it emerged that it was the biggest bank in South Africa, and it was taken up by student unions, and in 1986 Barclays finally pulled out of South Africa.